Niyamochad, what about a piece of paper that you erased on it? So Rashi Shuvah in the Roy Lichtov, you can't write on this paper anymore. The Thikach Sarah Shir God the Lichur Rapitz Luchas. You need a bigger shear of this paper. It was written paper ready, as you don't have good, it was actually wrote on ink. So if you erase it, it looks very schmutzig. You can't write again on it. So what's the purpose of this piece of paper? You have to make it for a bottle cap. It means like a perfume bottle. And we had before, and Isha used to walk out with it. So a small perfume bottle, you want to use it for a cap to stop up the bottle, you use a piece of paper. So you have enough of a piece of paper to stuff up the cap, the mokum of the cap, and you chayiv. Or, what about you carry out skin on Shabbos? How much, what's the size of the skin that's choshev to be mechayiv? The last is kimeya. You have to be able to make a kimeya from the skin. A kimeya was like a charm they used to make. They used to, we had before different sukkim you wrote on the kimeya and use it for a refuah. So you walk out with this, or it's a small postik you wrote on, it's a very small shear. Trashi, that's my thing. Duchtis, Shaviverus, the Sanak, the Lichtim Mezuzah. We'll see in the Gemara, Duchtis is another part of another type of the parchment. At this part, you write a mezuzah. Klaf, it's another type of the parchment, we'll soon see, they licht of all of Pasha Katana Shema Tfilin. She Shema Yisrael. Then on the klaf, you could write Tfilin, that's a piece of parchment, and the smallest Pasha, that's Shema Yisrael, that's a chosh of a shear. You have a shear of a klaf that you could write Shema Yisrael, you chayv if you carry out on Shabbos. Less than that, why it's chassi shear, but Rashi, it's an issa di reis, so doesn't be showing it's only yasim of the Rabbon. Rashi, klaf, they licht of Pasha Katana. The idea the dom of Yikorim, since it's a very choshev, a thin cloth, a piece of parchment, is very choshev, lo avdi menayo kishre muchsin. People don't use a piece of parchment, it's time to use for a tax receipt. Elo tfilin, they only use it to write tfilin on a mezuzah. Therefore, if you carry out a small piece of parchment, even though it's big enough to write the receipt for a tax, but since people don't use it for that purpose, it's useful. It's useless. What is it used for? To write a mezuzah with. So at least what film. So it has to be enough of a shear of choshev of a cloth, at least to write the Pasha Shema Yisrael on it. Write the dioy. How much ink do you have to carry it on Shabbos to be chayiv? What's a choshev a shear of ink? The lichtov beis oisius. Enough to write two oisius. That's a choshev azach. Rashi l'roisha mashtei chulyis shel kli. Either to make rishuma, to make a heker, to make a sign on two sides of a kli, or ya kroshim lezavgun. That's like in the Mishkan, they put it on two different boards. They made a siman on each board to know this board goes next to that board. That much ink yichayi for. Choyl, that's like eye paint, eye makeup. How much are yichayi? They lochol ayin achat, chidish. You don't need enough to put in both eyes. It's enough even for one eye. And Rashi says, the kavan parach ayin achat selakachli, that people don't use this eye medicine for one eye. Usually, if you use it already, use it for both eyes. So why are Yechayif Hashem is carrying out enough kham for one eye? The chur is not choshev for one eye. Devek, if you carry out glue. Trashi glid, glue. What's the shia choshev for glue? They litoin berosh hashavshuf to put on top of this beam. Trashi kadei litoin berosh hashavshuf gwama parashlo. I think it was a type of a beam we'll see that used to catch birds on it. So the birds used to fly on top of the beam. They used to put glue on top of it. So when the bird got on top, they used to be glued down to the beam. So enough glue to catch a bird. That's how much glue you need. Zephes, the gophis, what are you carrying out? Tar or sulfur? How much is a shear? The last size naked. In order to make a small hole, that's enough. Hey, this is a choshev azach. Use even a small amount of it. Rashi. The last one is nekif kotin kli shenoisnim by kesef chai. Something that's like mercury. That's like raw silver. Soisim piv, you soisim, you cover it up. The zephis with tar, oivagophis with sulfur. The noikiv atoichastim, and you make a little neck, a little hole there. Nekif dak loitzia boy, in order to take out the mercury. So just to cover up that small hole, that's a choshev shear really of zephis of tar or of sulfur. Shava, how much wax do you have to take out? The liter now pinek of cotton. Also, to put on top of a small hole, they used to use wax to cover up holes, so a small hole is a choshev shear wax. Charsis, charsis rashas levein ktusha, it's like a brick that was chopped up, like chopped up clay or chopped up bricks, is kedelasois pi kur shel tiferizov. A pi kur to the mount to make for the opening of the furnace that they used to make the gold in. Rashi lasas pi kur shamafuach nichnas bo. The air would go inside the opening of the furnace. That's a chashav shia to make with to carry out charsis for. We have yudurayim mega the lasa is pitput, not the shia of making the hole, but to make pitputs. Rashi, that's like the regal. That's the three stand, the feet of the kur of the tanner. A regal lamakim moishav hakur. The feet where you're going to put the kur, the furnace on. Shoy moshivan al kain. Also the kach going tapir lishmos hakaderim. It's like a three-legged one that you put the kader on top of it. So that's how much charsis you need. Enough charsis to make three legs. Subin. What about the carry out bran? Subin. That's like the pseulus of the wheat, the bran of the wheat. How much subin? Kader liter now pi kur shot surface zov. It's also the people used to make the fire, the kur, to burn up the zov. So usually they used to use pechamim, they used to use coals. Although they didn't have coals, they would also use subin sometimes. So enough shia of the subin. Rashi subin kreilita now pi kur shal surf zov. The malkim shein pechamim in the place where they didn't have any coals, surf and zov. They used to use gold. It's surf and zov where they used to polish the gold or make the gold. They shal subin used to burn the fire with subin. Subin is the bran. So that's the shia choshev. Enough bran to make a fire with it. Right, the sid, that's lime, kidei losud kitana shababonis. Hey, the young girls used to use sid on the body, take off the hair, b'makom erva. So what a small girl would use the sid, that's a choshev shir. Trashi losud kitana shababonis. Toifloi sid lahashiris haseyu. They used to put sid, used to put lime on the makom erva to take off the hair. But some say, I think it was also that in the Miri says that they used to do it, that the girls used to come of age and they didn't have hair. So they used to put the sid there on that makam to soften it. Either it took off the hair or it made the hair grow. But they used to use sid for that purpose. So that's enough sid for ktana, isha ktana is enough. If you do one, make a day last is kilkul. How much sid do you have to take out enough to make a kilkul? I think a type of a shaitan, a covering for the hair. From nechem, you have to make a day last is undafi. Underfi, some say it's to cover the side here, not to cover all the hair, to cover just the side here that falls out. I will see in the Gemara what this is exactly. Yeah. So the Gemara. The Mishnah says, Chevel, how much is the size of a string? Are you chayiv if you carry out how much string? The Gemara, Chevel, nam lechayiv, the last is tzloil anapa. As the Mishnah says, what's the shear for a string? A regular string is to make the oizen of a kupa, to make the handle of a kupa. That's the biggest shear. Then the Mishnah says, Vigami, that's like a string made out of leaves, or made out of reeds, that's enough to make like a hangon, just a place to hang the sieve. For at the Gemara, even a chevel, the first case, a regular string, why aren't you chayv also to make a hanger? If I said the smaller shear even, for the Gemara, chevel, namu lechayv, they last a toloi, to make a hangel, a napa, a carver, to hang up a sieve, or carver, another type of sieve. Hey, it's a smaller shear to make a hanger, you have to have a small loop just. You take a small piece of string, like a loop, and knock it into the wall, and you have a mokum to hang it. So what do you have to have a bigger shear to make the handle of a kli, which need bigger rope? Why isn't rope also enough just to make the hanger? And for the Gemara, kivan, the chorech, stam rope is a little rough. It's harder. So if you put it on the stam kalim, it makes like scratches, indention on the sieve. So kivan, the chorech, the mona, it scratches on the kli, loyav the inchi, people don't make a hanger for a kli from regular hard chevel. They rather use soft gami, soft leaves, or the reeds. Therefore, chevel is only aimed the most to use for the handle of a kli. You need a bigger shear. Trashi chevel nami lechayim b'shiurei zutra smaller shear dechaz nami lepleib and aplikavur should also be enough just to make a hand, just to make a hanger out of it. Teretz is no the chorich kein charki makes like scratches. Meteich shukosha since it's a harder a chevel a string is a harder substance. Poigim esetz it's poigim makes scratches inside the kli eitz. And they don't use this, they'd rather use from gami, from soft leaves. Tana Rabbonin. Hutzin Rashi Ratsha Lulve Dekel. If you have pieces of like a luluf, you have the leaves of a luluf, how much of that is the chayef for Shabbat if you carry it out? Hutzin Grelasus Oizin Lisal Kvifus Mitzvahs. They used to use it to make a handle for a basket that's made in Mitzvahs, in Mitzrayim. Rashi Kvifus Mitzvahs. Sala also in Mitsure Dekel, a basket that's made from also parts of the deck of the palm tree. So to make the handle, they used to use the luluf. So enough leaves to make a handle, that's choshev. Siv, just also another part of the palm tree that grows outside the tree. Trashi siv vidilis. Shegodol sovadekul. That grows right around the palm tree. Kein malbush, like a coat. Venichrach svivoisa voile. It grows around the tree and goes up on the tree. That's called the siv. So how much of this do you have to carry out to be chayiv for Shabbos? What's the choshev for? What is it used for? There's a cherim oimrim gdei litoin al pi mashpich koton lisana nesayayin. They used to use it for the sieve, lasanen, to clean out the wine. So they used to put this al pi mashpich koton, put it on the top, the opening of a small funnel, like Rashi al pi mashpich ulius a funnel lasanen nesayayin shemakev apsolus. It used to hold back the psolus, like the pits or the shells of the grapes. V'yakemachim alichem lepi hakli, and it used to go into the opening of the kli. So they used to put this sieve around there. That's a choshev b'shir. Right, the revav, it's Rashi shumin or shemin, fats. How much fat? How much is sheer fat? You have to carry out on Shabbos. Like, what do you use fat for? That's choshev to mechayim. G'day losuch tachas asfagin ketana. So how much does shmir underneath a small cookie? Like when you used to bake underneath the cookie, underneath the cake, you put oil usually. So enough oil to shmir underneath the cookie. That's a sheer choshev. Rashi asfugin rekik, like a cookie. Shenoistem betana, they put in the oven. V'tochin tachtavalya, and underneath the cookie they put oil, they put fats. So enough fats to shmir under a cookie. That's a choshev b'shir. It's usable. Yechayim to be carried out on Shabbos. For the Gemara, yes, the kamish shir. How much is the shir? Kesela, the size of a sela, a matveya called a sela. For the Gemara, batanya kugregris. We learned another place. You have to carry out enough fat to shir of a gregris. And the Gemara, idividi chachir, it's the same shir. A gregris and the shir of a kesela by fats are the exact same measurements. Rashi b'kama shirah shel ispugin. This pshat is, Rashi learning kama shir means how big does a cookie have to be? So just saying enough fat to put under the cookie. But how big is a cookie? You could have mamash a miniature cookie and you could have a big cookie. So one place it says the cookie has to be the size of a kesela. And the next place it says the cookie has to be the size of a gregris. That was the theorem. And the Gemara, the size of a cell and the gregris is the same shear. So you don't need a gregris of the fat. The cookie has to be the size of a gregris. And how much fat you need to put underneath the cookie is much smaller shear. Yeah. So the Gemara, muchin, that's like shmatis. How much shmatis do you have to carry? Muchin is anything soft. Soft pieces of material. How much do you have to carry out to be chayav for Shabbos? The last is kadu ketana, to make a small ball out of it. The kamish yurah, what's the shear of a small ball? Kegel is like a nut. Trashi kado pluta. Right, so the kids played with it, so that's what they used it for, it was usable. So that's much shmatis, to make a small ball, the size of an egg is choshev yichayev to carry out on Shabbos. But the Mishnah says, near, you carry out a piece of paper, kadei lichtav olav, kesher muksin. How big does the paper have to be? To write the receipt of a tax. If you pay the tax, or when you go over the bridge, you pay the tax on this side, and it gives you a receipt to show the guy on the other side you paid. Tana, kama kesher muksin, how much do you write? How big does the piece of paper have to be for a receipt? Shtei oisiyos. It's two oisiyos, that's what the receipt was. You used to write two oisiyos, that was the receipt. Trashi shtei oisiyos, kusalka taita, rabbi minu is, shtei oisiyos di dan desertion. The imam is two oisiyos regular, the way we write two oisiyos, two olives, an olive base, small shear. Somebody finds an empty piece of paper. It's enough to write the yosiyos potter, and if not, you potter. In Omer Rashesis, my shteyosiyos. What does it mean shteyosiyos here? Shteyosiyos shokeshem uchsin. It means by shteyos not poshut shteyosiyos, not regular two oisiyos, but special two oisiyos that they write on the receipt for a tax. So Bezois Mashma, the oisiyos you write for a tax is a special type of an ois, not poshut oisiyos. So why at the beginning we said, what's the shear regular shteyosiyos? That's the stira. And the Gemara, Rav Roma shteyosiyos didan obey sachiza. Tahaino kesher muchsin, enechnami. A kesher muchsin has bigger oisiyos. It's not a regular poshut of two oisiyos. So that we said before, it's enough for regular shteyosiyos, it means also with the pesachiza. You have to have enough a piece of paper to write two regular oisiyos, and after that there should be a place to hold on to it. If you have a place to grab onto the paper and to write two oisiyos, that's a shear to write two big oisiyos of a kesher muchsin. So there's no stira. A regular two oisiyos is too small, that's not enough. need a bigger piece of paper that you write two osiyos with the ktei achiza, which is the shear of two big osiyos of a kesher muhsin. Rashi kesher shem muhsin leboye gilyon lebeis achiza shoychse kula de kapov poshet v'royim. It's the receipt itself. You don't have to hold on the side. You hold the whole thing in your palm. So now the receipt is two big osiyos. If you want to have a piece of paper that we write two regular osiyos, it has to be a little bit bigger with the shear ktei achiza. But the more nicely. If somebody finds a near mochik, a piece of paper that was used already, it was erased, so you can't use it for kesher muhsin, or else the shtar perua, or else somebody finds a shtar that was already paid up. Let me say this one second. Let me skip something. Or else you found this star that was paid up already, the life that paid up the malvum. If on the white piece of the paper that wasn't written on yet, as you found the near mochok means part of it was written on already, was erased. But you found now part that's that's white, that wasn't used yet. The star was written on that you owe the money, but there's some blank piece of paper there. Is im yesh peluba on the white, the blank part of it shaloi? There lichter shtei oisyes, enough to write two oisyes on the blank part. Oy bekuloi, or else to write on the whole oy bekuloi, or else on the whole piece of paper. Could they lichter chapitz luchas katanam shel plaitin chayim? It's either the whole piece of paper now, even though it was written on already. That's like the Mishnah says. A niya mochak, a written piece of paper ready, is not oimid anymore to write with. Then you need a bigger shear, enough to wrap it up to make it for a bottle cap. If you have the size to make a bottle cap out of it, you chayim. And if you don't have the size of a bottle cap, you also chayim if the lubin should buy the white part of it has enough to write two oisyes. Mashma, that's all you need. So bishleim alav sheshes diyama. My shtei oisis. What does two oisis mean? Shtei oisis shokeshu muhsin shapir. Here also I tell you, even though it says tam aloshnim shtei oisis doesn't mean the size of regular two oisis. In fact, you can interpret it. Shtei oisis means a bigger shear. It means two bigger oisis. The size of a keshu muhsin, then it's good. El l'rava diyama. Shtei oisiyos didan. No, when it says shtei oisiyos, the taka means our two oisiyos. No, he was moisav this theory before. It means the beis achiza. Avizoy, you also have to have the beis achiza enough to hold on to it. Dainu kesher muhsin. Avizoy hocha beis achiza like kasha. Here you don't need a beis achiza. So avizoy should live like a kasha. As a kondi rav, it's a bit so shver. Rav says when it says shtei oisiyos means two small oisiyos with the beis achiza. But here it's shred to say that, because here it says, Claw, you have a piece of paper that was written on. So the beis achiza could be the written part of the piece of paper. It says, Abi, the blank part is two oisiyos, that's enough to be mechayiv. So Masman, when it says two oisiyos, it means only two oisiyos. And Rav says two oisiyos means no, it means two oisiyos with kedei achiza. So it's a little kasha on Rav. But this rice, it wouldn't be Masman like Rav's pshat. Here it's Masman, shtei oisiyos means only two oisiyos. We have this theory before, Kesher Shel Muhsin, the tax are bigger oisiyos. You have to get the first Torah, Senech Namid. Shtei oisiyos also means bigger oisiyos. But the Rav learns Shtei oisiyos means no, smaller oisiyos, but you have to also leg tzi. With Kedei Achiza, here it's Shreer, here it can't mean Kedei Achiza. Because you have a big enough Shreer, Kedei Achiza, the whole written part on already. Rashi, Belubin means the Gilyan, the white part, the part that's not used, the sides of it. Hacha Beis Achiz Leit Zorach. You have the whole erased part. You could write the shtar on the part that you could write, and the whole erased part is enough to hold on to. So you don't need two parts, shtei oisiyos and kedei achiza. So tzoraya, the word shtei oisiyos does not include two parts to it, like two oisiyos and kedei achiza. It only means two oisiyos. That's a kashan rav. Right. Tana Rabbon, Hamoitzi Kesher Muhsin. Somebody finds a Kesher Muhsin. Ach loy hera lamoichis. Calls the man, you didn't use it yet, like you didn't show it to the other side of the bridge that you paid your tax on the road. You need this piece of paper. It's chayiv. If you carry it out on Shabbos, it's called a Dovah Choshev. You need it to pat yourself from tax. So you chayv to carry it out. Mishera la moiches. But once you already showed it to the tax collector, you went both sides of the bridge, you passed over the bridge, and you already showed it, you pat yourself from paying taxes. But as I potter, if you carry it out now, this receipt, since it has no chshiv, it's not worth anything, you potter on Shabbos. It itself has no use. So you potter, it's not a davar chashuv. If you do, I'm a no. After me, share with the mochus, even after you showed it to the tax, that you potted yourself already, still chayiv. Still, if you carry it out now on Shabbos, still it's a davar chashuv. Why? Rav Nesha Tzarech Loi. You need it? You can never tell, maybe you need it. For the more my bunai, what's the machloek? Because what does it mean you do need it? And why does the Tanakh say you don't need it? Amar Abaye, if you bunai, you rehito mukhsa. You have to be afraid sometimes a tax collector, even after you passed him, he'll run after you another time. Like to get tainas on you. He'll want to catch you. So it's always kedai to retain your receipt. You never know when the tax guy will run after you a second time to mun you again for money. So if you hold, you always have to hold on to it. Say what's always choshev. Tanakama says, no, we're not choshev. It's like the milsud leishchiyach. Once you paid your tax and you passed by both collectors, finished, you don't need it anymore. Trash, you might be now you. Claim it, but my pligi, or the my ka'omar Rabbi Yehuda the Tzorochle, what do you need it for? Rita mukhse, kurtzir, shirotzin achar oifim. Sometimes the guy runs a second time, even after you pay tax. Lohalo aleim, stam tap tangas on you to make a bilbil on you. Shiloh nit no hamechas, they'll come tangas, you didn't pay the tax. Vitaruch loivim lachser lamechas, they'll make you pay a second time tax. Or masniyah chesim, and therefore it's good to hide your receipt. Laharas leilu, to show them, I paid up, don't bother me no more. If they run after you already, so you go back to the original guy you paid you and show, hey, don't you remember me? I paid you already. So mainly you don't have to be chayish, you don't have to hold on to it. That's one shot. Weiter. Rabbi Rama, moiches godel, moiches katan ikibanayu. A big one and a small one. It's Rashi. Sometimes it's a big tax collector. He stays there a whole day. Mamana muchas cotton, and it's too much for him to stay there all day, so he makes a smaller guy take over. You only show the receipt to the big one. You need it. The smaller one will stop you from going over. That's a child, does he give you a password or not? They say, you're old, when you pay the big guy, he gives you a password. So by the small guy, you don't need the receipt anymore, password is enough. And if you don't know, sometimes you need the receipt is still usable. Even by one tax collector, it's not kiminan. They should tzorech le laharoise le moiches sheni. It's good always to show your tax returns, keep your receipt. It's good to show next year to the tax collector again, you should know I'm an honest guy. You want to see last year I pay taxes. So it's always good to hold your receipt. It's worth it for you to hold it. So if even after you paid and you don't need it, it's good to hold it. So if what's the double kosher? Trash the mukha shena shamava rachava pretzlum and mechas el arosoi. Shu nemen v'choshiv. Ve'enu mavriach atzvim in amechas. You don't want them to give you tzaras to make complaints about you, so you want to show them I'm a clean guy, I paid my taxes. So it's always kedai to keep the receipt. Right, Tana Rabbanan. Hamoitzi shtar choyv. If somebody finds on Shabbos a shtar choyv, it means a shtar that Reuven owes Shimon money, is that shaloi poro, calls the man the loiv but didn't pay the money yet. Smell of the shtar was a very chosh of a thing, you need it. Is chayv? If somebody carries it out now on Shabbos, he's chayiv. It's a choshev, it's a check. He owes me money, it's a choshev a thing. Misha pora, but after the loiv already paid up the malva, so now the check is useless, it's paid up already. It's potter, he's a potter, he has no use, it's not worth anything. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, no. After Misha pora, even after you paid up the money for this chayiv. Still the receipt, still the shtar was worth something, and he carried out the chayiv. Why? You never tell, you need the shtar. My benai, what's the machlokes if you need the shtar or not? Omer Rabbi Yosef, also my benai. Omer Rabbi Yosef, also l'shoy shtar pruik benai. The nafkamina is if there is an issur of holding a shtar prua. Rabban and Sarbatanakam holds also l'shoy shtar prua. She knows an issur to hold it because we're afraid since it was used already once. If you hold on to it, maybe you'll want a second time. You use it a second time. And that's an issur. So once shtar was paid up, rip it up, get rid of it. You're also to hold it. So if it's also told, it's not worth anything. So if you carry it out non-shamas, avad the yipotim. If If you the sub no mutla shaita shtapru, you're allowed to hold it, there's no chiv to rip it up. Therefore it's chashiv by you, you could use it for something in health. But since it's chashiv for you, if you carry it out on Shabbos, you chayiv. Drashi, also the shoy shtaprua. Mishrim, she never the pasuk says, al tishkum v'yalecha avlo. Don't keep anything dead in your house. Hilkach, malve le mishoy le. The malve won't keep it, lots of pizza to chusa mishrim iser. Because it's also for him to keep it. It's like an avlo. If he holds it, the malve, maybe later, when one eye, he'll use it a second time. That's an iser. There's no issa. If he wants to keep it, let him keep it. The leiva, he could do it. But the svar, he also doesn't hold on to it. The leiva is afraid. If it's a good star, maybe the leiva will lose it, and the malva will find it again, and the malva will take it out and use it again. So a paid up star check, you rip it up right away. Therefore, the svar is the leiva gets rid of it, and the malva is not allowed to keep it. Therefore, since it's not chashiv, the lacher is yipot if you carry it out. And if you don't know, muta the trash yukach, ki yoitzio mal the chayiv, the tzorach lelichor a pizza chusam. He could use the shtar for a purpose, he could use it as a bottle cap. And he holds there's no iser in keeping the shtar in your house. Therefore it's awesome. According to him, it's muta. It's your muta to keep it. Therefore, if you carry out on Shabbos, you chayiv, it's called a davar choshev. Nah. Abaye woman, no. The kula yalma osla shoy shtaprua. According to everybody, I tell you, there's an isser, you're not allowed to keep a shtaprua. His isser goes upon the malva. The malva, once you receive your money from this shtar, you have to rip it up. You can't keep it. It's an avla, you can't keep it in your house. According to everybody. The shoy shtaprua. I was like, what's the machlokes then? Why, according to your Buddha, are you chayiv? The chur, you can't use the shtar anymore. For hocha, we're talking about the moide, b'shtar shekosu, shetzorach lekaimai. Talking about the shtar wasn't really paid up yet. No, the malva has a shtar. Reuven has a shtar that Shimon owes him money. And he doesn't have eidim to mekayim the shtar. But Shimon says, amaskim, I wrote you the shtar. Like he's mekayim the shtar. He's saying the shtar is an emistic shtar. So Shimon says, I paid you up already. And Reuven says, no, here's my shtar, you didn't pay me up yet. So the machlokes, could you use such a shtar or not? Hey, the moidish to v'shtar shekosu, that Shimon was moidish, that shtar was a good shtar. I'm asking, I wrote you that shtar, I borrowed the money from you. So Shimon is saying, I paid you up. So one man here says, tzorach l'kayim v'kamiflugi. Tanakam is sovar, moidish v'shtar shekosu, tzorach l'kayim. Since, how do we know the shtar was good? The malva doesn't have any edim. It's only since the leiver is moida that I wrote the shtar. But the peshos, the peshitor, he's the one that's saying it's good. He's the one that's saying I paid you up. So since he's saying I paid you up, you can't use the shtar. So since you can't use the shtar is worthless. Therefore, if you carry it down the Shabbos, it's like a pot. That's the Tanakhama svar. Since Shimon, the laver is moida, that I wrote the shtar, I'm moida, I borrowed the money from you. So Shimon is saying that I paid you up, we don't believe Shimon. Because once you're moida, the shtar is a good shtar, so now we know the shtar was emes. What are you telling you paid up? We have a swear you didn't pay up. Because anybody that pays up always takes the shtar back. You never leave the shtar by the malva. If you would have went and paid up the malva, how come the malva still has the shtar? But since the malva still has the shtar, we never on you didn't pay up the shtar. So according to you, the malva has a good shtar that he could mine and collect money with the shtar. So that it's a choshev shtar for him. It's worth the money. So therefore, if he carries it out on Shabbos, he's chayiv. So according to you, it's called a choshev shtar here. If you holds moide b'shtar shekos, for once the leiva was moide, that the shtar is emes. Just the leiva tiny as he was paid up already, we don't believe him. Ain't tzorach l'kayim. We don't need eidim to mekayim the shtar. That alone is the key. Of the zoy umayach leiporim mishapara. What does the Braita say in Afkumina, whether it was paid up or not paid up? Well, we're learning now according to both of them, it's not paid up yet.